T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andrew, it's Dom Giordano. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. How are you doing this morning?
Well, Andrew, you're the president of Purpose PR. Are you in the Philadelphia area?
No. I'm in the Birmingham, Alabama area.
Oh, okay. I wanted to talk about what you put up yesterday on social media about the Weinstein verdict. There's several quotes in here, but I wanted to get your overall feel. What did you say about this since you were, is it right to say, the spokesperson for Bill Cosby, and are you still in that position?
Yes, I am. I'm the publicist for Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Correct.
So what did you say, Andrew, about the decision yesterday with Weinstein?
Well, I just said it was unfortunate because, you know, you look at the judicial system today and the way they're operating, they're being controlled by movement. They're being controlled not by laws. They're bringing cases because of documentaries. You know, people are being convicted or charged because of things that said on social media. And it was just unfortunate to see, you know, this trial take place in this American judicial system, and you have jurors that were not sequestered. They were sent home. You can't tell me the human, because of human behavior, everybody becomes inquisitive, and you can't tell me that they didn't watch the news, they did not go on social media pages to hear what people were saying, and even get the sentiments of the public, from public opinion out here.
But Andrew, let me interrupt and just say, though, don't you think this was so publicized in the case of Mr. Cosby or Weinstein? These are so public. They had to have heard any number of these things in the past, right?
Correct. It has been public. So, you know, with the case so public and those minds are so tainted, we're in America where you go to get a fair trial. You know, we saw it happen in Mr. Cosby's trial. You know, they ridiculed him and dragged him in the media, you know, from 2014 up until he was charged. And then, you know, you said, well, hey, we're going to give you a fair trial. That's not how the judicial system is set up. That's not how it should work. You know, how can any person come in the judicial system and talk about they're going to be judged by jurors of their peers, and the jurors of their peers already, most of them, a majority of America has made up their mind on if that person is innocent or guilty.
All right. Now, you did post on social media, and I wanted to hear what you meant by this from you, because it's making news when you say the question that should haunt all Americans, especially wealthy and famous men, where do you go in the country to find fairness and partiality? And the answer is that the public believes, I believe, I'll tell you straight up, that in the case of Weinstein and Bill Cosby, that they had been abusing women for many years and gotten away with it under the old system. What's your response being inside that?
Not true. I would tell you, go read that deposition that Mr. Cosby did. They asked him in his deposition, but the DA took out excerpts to make people believe that Mr. Cosby drugged and raped women. They asked him, they said, did you have quaaludes and did you use them to drug and rape women without their consent? He said no. He talked about culture in the 70s in his deposition, where he said in the 70s, that was the culture culture of the time. Kids used them. They were called disco biscuits. Kids had them. It was just a party drug that kids had. And they took that culture that he was talking about in the 70s and tried to say that he was using Quaaludes, which were not even on the market in the 2000s when these alleged incidents occurred with Andrea Constant. You know, look, you're talking about a culture. You mean to tell me now are you going to go after Aerosmith? Are you going to go after Mick Jagger? Who else are you going to go after because of culture and people partying with these people? But now they regret something when their careers don't advance or when these guys don't help fund their careers. They regret it and they say, oh, well, now you raped me or you did something to me 30, 40 years later with no evidence or proof. That's not how the judicial system is set up. That's not how how America should be trying people. You know, so basically, your son, if you know, if I had a son, you know, they don't have a shot in hell to be tried fairness.
Well, I'll get to that in a moment. I wanted to get to the other post. We're talking with Andrew Wyatt. And Andrew, you'd also say in this post, if the Me Too movement isn't just about Becky, parenthesis, white women, I would challenge Me Too and ask them to go back 400 plus years and tarnish the names of those oppressors that rape slaves. Well, people are going after Jefferson and people like that, right? I mean, they have been tarnished by some of their actions.
No one has gone after them to take their faces off our currency. They still reside on our currency. You know, these people still have buildings named after them. They still have universities named after them. They have curriculums named after them. We learn about them in our history classes, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, college. You know, they have not been tarnished. You know, my thing with the Me Too movement, it was created by the black woman, but however, it did not catch on until a white woman against Harvey Weinstein sent out hashtag Me Too. It has shown that this movement, when it talks about black women, you don't see them, you know, coming after people who have done heinous things to black women. They use white women to go after these men. Look, with Mr. Cosby, they put 60 women out there. Now, if you go look at the testimony of all those 60 women, they never said he raped or drugged them. Some said, well, he was at a tennis tournament and he walked by and touched my butt. One of the ladies who accused Mr. Cosby also accused Marv Albert of biting them. The media didn't take the time to research these people.
Parting question for you, Andrew. What do you say to people listening right now who find this to be, look, your role and you've been a staunch defender of Mr. Cosby and all that, it's offensive toward women. We're in a new day here. Harvey Weinstein did these things. I mean, I think it's incontrovertible that he did them. And sadly, I think the same thing with Bill Cosby. What do you say that you're still throwing stuff out like this? I think it enrages people and doesn't help Cosby. Well, what do you say to that?
I disagree. I think we have to always continue to put the truth and the facts out, if allowed. You know, I worked in media business for 12 years, Dom, and one thing we were always taught in journalism 101, you know, as media professionals, we have to remain objective. We shouldn't, you know, put our opinions, you know, in the story. We shouldn't sensationalize it. However, you know, this is bigger than Bill Cosby. It's bigger than Harvey Weinstein. This is about every young black male, every young white male, every color male in America, you know, who might one day become famous, who might one day become wealthy. And I just feel that we have to keep fighting. I have to use my voice to keep fighting to say that, you know, yes, things do happen. Bad things do happen to women. Bad things have happened to women. I have a mother. I have a daughter. You know, I have sisters. However, you know, to come 34 years later and not speak about it, there's no way you could tell me that Mr. Cosby was raping women when he was on the FBI list, communist list, because he went perform at the White House with Nixon. He was being watched. You mean to tell me in the 60s and 70s a black man was raping white women and white women didn't have a voice during the era? Not true. And these women accuse Mr. Weinstein, I wasn't at the trial. I'm not saying, innocent and guilt. I talked about your judicial system as it related to him. But you mean to tell me that these wealthy celebrities who had a platform, a megaphone?
Well, let me intervene and say, yes, they were, because Harvey Weinstein, according to many accounts, was one, two, or three the biggest person in Hollywood. And the argument during the trial was, if you came forward during that, you're not working there. And he was very vigilant in sending people out to allegedly ruin your reputation. Bill Cosby was a powerhouse. Maybe that's why some of these women wanted to get involved with him. And I think they were afraid of him, too.
Well, look, you said the magic phrase. He was a powerhouse and they wanted to get involved with him. So you mean to tell me, Dom, if you take a woman out for drinks and she has a certain amount of drinks, you don't have a breathalyzer test to know her blood limit. She decides to go back with you, but because you don't call her in the morning, she regrets it and she said something happened. You know, there was no evidence of proof in the Cosby case. You know, Harvey Weinstein, you look at his case. All right, these women, go back and look at the pictures. They're smiling next to him. They 2 years prior, commended him on being one of the greatest men in Hollywood. And let's not forget that Gloria Allred's daughter represented him and was the one that that dumb press statement for him to send out, admitting to things, because they were going to scam him and try to get money. Gloria Allred never mentions that. And you see that she wasn't as vigilant on the courthouse steps as she was with Mr. Cosby.
All right, well, Andrew,
trying to hide that.
I'm flat out of time, but thank you. Thanks for being so generous around this. We'd like to talk with you again down the road. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dom. You have a fantastic morning.
You too, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.